Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. Our challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus, even in the midst of a busy commuting lifestyle. If you've never taken it before, I'd encourage you to start with our Christianity 101 course. It'll introduce you to the basic concepts of following Jesus that we try to build on with these challenges. We follow a weekly rhythm where our community stays in sync, even though we're not together in person. So every Monday, we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that changes our thinking. Thursdays, we try to apply and live it out. Fridays, we take time for prayer and reflection. Saturday is our day of rest. And then Sunday is our day for community, especially Christian community. And we have a new Christian community that meets in Ajax. We're taking a break for the summer, but we'll be resuming in September. See RedeemerAjax.ca for more information. Well, right now we're working through a series called Epic, where we're looking at some great stories from the Old Testament part of the Bible, seeing how they fit into one grand epic narrative, the one big story of the world, the universe, God's story. Now, have you ever known a hopeless story and then been surprised to see it suddenly turn around? There are all kinds of great stories of individuals, yes, and companies who people have written off and decided they were never going to survive. But then suddenly there's an amazing comeback, and they can be just incredible to observe, and even better if you happen to have invested in the story. Take Apple, for example. One of the visionary co-founders was Steve Jobs, and he was quite famously kicked out of the company in 1985 as the board lost confidence in him. What followed were some terrible years for Apple and some great years for Steve Jobs. For Apple, sales dropped by about 18% year over year for 3 years. And eventually in 1997, they actually brought Steve Jobs back. And a period of great innovation followed. They innovated things like the iPhone, iPod, iPad, all those iDevices that many of you are using right now. Came about during one of the greatest company comeback stories that we can think of, a company that everybody had written off. They thought Microsoft and the PC market had won and Apple was going down. But then things turned around. So we don't want to ever completely count somebody or something out, especially the story that we're going to study today. This week we'll be looking at a story from the Old Testament where the prophet Ezekiel was given a vision that was meant to give hope to a people that everybody had discounted, that everybody had decided were done and had no hope. God wanted to give them hope, and he gave Ezekiel a vision to share with that seemingly hopeless people. We'll look at that tomorrow. But in the meantime, a question for you to discuss with some family, friends, neighbors, colleagues, fellow commuters, somebody else you see on a regular basis. I want you to talk about this question with them. When have you seen a hopeless situation redeemed? We'll have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.